Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket Podcast. Saul Marquez here at HIMSS 2024. And I have the privilege of being with Matt, Skip, and Mark from Upland Software. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you guys here. I was walking around the exhibit today, grabbing different things for my son back at home. And I got to tell you guys, I think the Upland Software booth wins number one for cool stuff. Now, I want to start there. How did you guys think about what you wanted and why is it so cool?
Yeah, it's our amazing marketing team behind the scenes working on all that. They keep us prepared and supplied with good stuff, good swag.
Love it. Love it. Well, hey, inserting a little fun in there. Now, I love the opportunity to tee you guys up on what you do and why you do it and who you serve. So Matt, maybe you could kick us off with that. And then each one of you represents a different product. So tell us about the company and then I'll give each of you an opportunity to tell us about your product line.
Yeah, great, thanks. Matt Lentine, I'm one of the enterprise account executives here at Upland Software. We are essentially a merger and acquisition company. Founded in 2010, we've done over 30 acquisitions to date. I came from Qvidian, which is our RFP and proposal automation solution, working with healthcare organizations essentially to help automate all of those tedious and mundane tasks that you would expect in a bid or an effort, collaborating with your subject matter experts, getting that content. So at the end of the day, they can spend more time with patient needs, right?
Love that. Love that. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm Skip Bish. Thanks for having me. Vice President of Sales here at Upland in our Content Lifecycle Automation Business Unit, which is where all these products reside. And I've been with the company for 4 years and oversee the sales operations for the products such as Qvidian and BA Insight, which is an enterprise search tool, allows you to find that information that Matt just referred to bring it into the library so that you actually know what you have, maintain revision control, accuracy, securities and compliance, DDQs, everything that allows the users who are walking the halls today to actually go after more business and win more business for their companies.
That's fantastic. And Mark?
Yeah, Mark Harden, VP of Sales for the InterFact product. It's a cloud-based fax service, but we take it much further than that. We add some smart faxing workflow automation around it so we can capture the images, capture the data inside those faxes, apply some routing to it, and speed up workflows around faxing.
Amazing. So just the diversity in ways that Upland is helping scale and optimize operations is really impressive. Look, we're here at HIMSS and there's a lot of buzz. There's talk about AI, there's machine learning, there's language models, large language models, a lot of buzz. Out of all that buzz, what insight has risen to the top? I'd like to hear from each one of you. What's one insight that's risen to the top for you in the meeting thus far?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll jump in. First of all, if you're not talking about Gen AI, you're missing the boat. And I will say that our offerings that involve and include Gen AI are pretty amazing across the board. We're trying to stay on top of what's happening. It's turnkey. It's happening so fast. Keeping up with the market in and of itself is a challenge. But what we do is try to help our customers and our prospects get the answers that they need faster and get their workflow reduced, the load, get that reduced quicker so that they can go back to doing things in their important and daily lives.
Yeah, I think I'd also add too that it is a huge buzz right now too, but it's not new, right? So we've been incorporating AI and machine learning in our solutions for years, right? So it's really this new large language models that you're referring to is opening some new doors, but it isn't new, right? So it's just making sure that it's being implemented soundly, securely, ethically, and making sure that it's providing the right tools, right services within those tools.
Love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, similar with fax. It's a painful thing sometimes. Faxing is still prevalent in healthcare, obviously. It's a growing market for us, but we often get asked, how do we make it better? How do we make it faster so that I don't have to have a team of folks monitoring the faxes? We do that with some smart workflow automation things. We add a little machine learning to it as well, but we can ingest that information, apply capture and routing rules around it and make fax a lot smarter and faster.
Amazing.
So the one thing that everybody talks about is trust but verify. At this moment in time, there is so much information and the accuracy of that shouldn't be taken for granted. So I think there is a complexity of the information, ingesting it, and making sure that it's accurate before you do something with it.
That's great. And just another theme that is consistent here is security, right? And so, Matt, Skip, you guys touched on that. Talk to us about security in light of the Change Healthcares of the world. How are you guys thinking about that for your products? And why should customers feel comfortable utilizing your Upland work?
Yeah, the implementation of any JI solution, right? It needs to be secure. It needs to not help the training of other solutions, right? First and foremost, it's only looking at the content that's already approved within the Qvidian libraries. The concerns about patent rights and things like that, right? Make sure that it's looking at the content that's already been approved. And the other thing too is you got to understand that best practices, while we're creating new content that is generated through AI, it still needs to be reviewed, right? Make sure there's a process, a tool and a process in place that can then verify that information, right? It needs to go to someone to make sure the answer is correct. It's because these are oftentimes legally binding documents. And again, it's just going back to that trust but verify and making sure that it's implemented securely.
Love it.
And I think from my perspective, what's very important is security trimming. So that if someone is utilizing our software, that they don't have access to something that they normally wouldn't have. So if you didn't have the authority and the approval to see something at the onset of any type of search, any type of activity, you're not going to get it through the use of our tools. We take that data protection very seriously. And so we ensure that there is no risk to that data going out to somebody that shouldn't have access to it.
Love it. And Mark, any thoughts around the security on fax?
Yeah, obviously, fax is still one of the most trusted forms of communication in healthcare. That's why it continues to grow year over year. But HIPAA compliance is a big thing for us, obviously. There are some smaller players in the fax market that might be a little more risky in certain things around faxing. It's important that you're working with a trusted provider like Upland that's been doing faxing for 20 plus years. So, yeah.
Appreciate that. Well, guys, we're here at the end of our podcast. As it relates to fax, to smart search and quoting, what call to action would each of you leave our viewers and listeners today with?
Yeah, I'd say find us on the website, uplandsoftware.com. You get a full listing of all of our products, all the healthcare applications that we offer. There's some contact us forms, reach out to us there. We'd be happy to chat with you about it.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's a great commercial for Upland Software. It really is. Hit us up on the website. We're all on LinkedIn. We're all out there. You can find us on LinkedIn if you have some questions. If you want to talk to us in depth about what these products can do, we have 25 products in Upland Software. One of those probably can help serve your needs. So thanks.
Thank you, Skip.
There's also great reviews too out there, right? Do a quick search, check out G2, check out some reviews for some of our products. All of us are happy to help.
Love it. Guys, Matt, thank you. Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it. Mark, appreciate you guys being on the podcast. And folks, in the show notes, you'll be able to find ways to get in touch with the Upland crew, these fine gentlemen here. So take advantage of that. And appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you guys for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.